U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe says he's firmly on President Trump's side when it comes to the proposed border wall and when it comes to who's to blame for the federal shutdown. In a statement, the District 4 Republican said he strongly supports Trump's calls for Democrats to, quote, stop playing politics with America's safety by refusing to fund border security. Ratcliffe said Democratic lawmakers who won't greenlight the $6 billion the president is asking for are the sole reason the federal government remains shut down. While Ratcliffe supports the call for a wall, he says a physical barrier doesn't make sense everywhere. In an interview with KETR just before the November election, Ratcliffe said he wants to see a wall where it does make sense. But for some areas like endangered natural habitats, alternatives like drones, subterranean tunnel detection equipment, and even increased numbers of agents could be as effective as a physical wall. Not every Republican in Texas shares Ratcliffe's feelings that the southern border is a genuine crisis. The Washington Post reports that nearly every state and federal official who represents a district along the border is opposed to his plan. That includes U.S. Representative Mac Thornberry, the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, and U.S. Representative Will Hurd, whose district includes 820 miles along the border. One fellow Republican who does share Ratcliffe's feelings is Lance Gooden. The former Texas House member from Kaufman County now represents U.S. House District 5. He told the Post that he would be thrilled if, quote, the president said to hell with Congress on this issue. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.